Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Good morning, Lincoln, Nebraska. It's the Morning Hookup on ESPN Lincoln, FM 101.5, 1480 AM. It's Will Wilson joining you today until 11 o'clock. Good morning, happy week. Hope everything is good. Now, I remember saying that Bill Hooks, you know, on the weekend promo we do, I was saying that Bill Hooks was going to be on the show, you know, through the computer, but, you know, traveling these days is definitely something that is tricky, but we're just going to bring Bill on right now through phone, and we're going to update you on what's going on with him. Bill Hooks, good morning. Can you hear me?
Good morning, Mr. Wilson. How are you?
I'm good, man. So what's the deal? You're in Colorado, right?
Yeah, we are. We got a little late jump yesterday, so we didn't make it to the final destination yet. Okay. So we had to pull over, stop a little bit, and get going this morning. But, dude, I'm glad it worked out. I could at least get on for the first segment.
I know, right? What are you doing? So where are you heading right now?
We're headed up the mountain. We got to Denver yesterday and headed up the mountain today, about an hour and a half up there. And then we're just going to hang out, and then we'll make this easier tomorrow for you.
Okay. Yeah, I thought you were going to Montana.
That's next week.
Okay. My bad. No, I was telling a bunch of people that you're there this week. You might as well just say you're in Montana. No, I'm joking.
Bill, might as well say they help you out.
Yeah, it would help me out a bunch. Bill Hooks is with us for a few minutes. Bill, let's just get into it real quick. OU Texas, it's been a while since we've heard your voice, and I'm pretty sure this news kind of came out shortly after you took the time off. So give me your thoughts on everything you've been hearing so far, and what do you think needs to happen next?
Yeah, you know what? This is all it's all super interesting when you start looking at it, when you see a couple of schools that are you got OU and Texas, who are obviously prevalent names in the college football world, seemingly very settled into the Big 12 and at the top of it. Part of me believes it's like, why are they trying to jump to the SEC? Why are they trying to get to there? From the money side, is it the Longhorn Network that's falling apart? Their deal is up. It makes a lot of stuff on some fronts when you look at it, especially for Oklahoma, maybe from the recruiting side. But they're doing a great job. Both these schools have been doing a great job of where they've been. But you look at it, is it the money front? Is it the SEC trying to make that 16-team super conference? And I have a feeling that's where we're headed when you look at it. So some facets that make sense, some that doesn't. This will be interesting on the voting and how that works and the exit fees. And when you get to that point is where it gets a little dicey, and do lawyers get in the way, and does A&M stand in the way, or whatever have you. That's when we get there.
Hooks, what blows my mind is, you know, and we're learning so much as the days go on, as the hours go on, we're getting new reports and everything. One of the reports that I thought was crazy was they didn't tell the Big 12. Like, they've been doing this for months. They've been talking with the SEC for months, and apparently the Big 12 knew nothing of it.
Isn't that the way the world today is? You find out when you wake up and it's social media, or you're going to break up with your girlfriend and you have to text her. Isn't that our world now? It's like you find everything out on the news. You're like, whoa, wait a minute. I got traded? Wait a minute.
That's how it is.
They left me? That's how it is today. Nobody wants to stand up and have conversations anymore when it comes down to these things, because it's almost like you have to get in the backside and backdoor somebody just to make things work for yourself. So not surprised the way it went down or the way it's going down. But it's too bad that that's the way that things are now. You wake up and all of a sudden you've been traded or people are moving on.
You mentioned the SEC, you know, becoming a power conference. And, yes, I agree. I think that's what's going to happen. It's already going to happen. But it seems like the Big Ten may be becoming that here soon, you know, because they're going to be grabbing some teams. May not be from the Big 12. I mean, it may be from the Big 12, but it could be from other conferences too. What do you think the Big Ten does now?
Yeah, this is all super interesting when you start looking at it. And it's not that the Big Ten will get two teams. They'll get them from somewhere. And you see a lot of varying opinions. You see Iowa State. You see other than this. Forget Notre Dame. Notre Dame, they're going to be independent. They're going to too much good with the ACC right now. We don't need to spend any time there. But the Big Ten will end up with two teams at some point. But it's when you look around these conferences, you're going to end up with four conferences of 16 teams, right? 64 mm-hmm. plus Notre Dame at 65. That's what you got. And then you start looking at these other teams is when you look at the ones that are going to be left out. Could it be Kansas? Could it be K-State? Those types of teams, what are they left to do on yeah. that side? That's the interesting part to me because you're going to end up with four of the conferences, 16 teams apiece, plus the one, that 65 is Notre Dame. And then it's like, what does everybody else get to do,
mm-hmm.
right? Then you got all this superpower going on in the world, but that's the way it's been headed, I think, for a long time anyway, when you start looking at it. Now, from the Big Ten perspective, it'll be interesting on who they try to go get.
Okay, let me ask you, like, if you're the commissioner, let's keep it in the Big 12, because obviously there's a lot of opportunities to get teams from other conferences, but say let's keep it in the Big 12. Say you got to pick two teams from there to come, who would you pick?
Top of the list, I think it makes a ton of sense is Iowa State. Iowa State makes the most sense out of the gate. Obviously, being in Ames, they already play the Iowa-Iowa State rivalry. You've got good things going on in Iowa State. I think that one makes the most sense if you're looking at it from like that perspective. Plus, they have a dynamic athletic director in Pollard out there who does a lot of great things. When you start looking at the second team, it gets really interesting to me because there's a lot of people. It's like, well, how do you get a combination of a football, basketball, baseball, not power, but some similar, something similar to what we're seeing right now in the Big Ten, right?
Yeah.
Obviously, you could go basketball heavy and go, let's go get Kansas or whoever else you're looking at. A team that I'm very interested in looking at, if you're picking two from the Big 12, Iowa State, Oklahoma State. I like what Oklahoma State does from the balance of power from their programs.
Yeah.
You just had a really good, you're going to get probably the number one draft pick in the NBA, Cade Cunningham, come out, call Oklahoma State. They do a nice job there. What about Mike Gundy in the Big Ten?
Mm-hmm.
Talking about a personality perspective in the Big Ten, and it makes you relevant down in Oklahoma a little bit. So
sure.
If I were picking two, those would be the two I'd be looking at.
Yeah, and maybe a few other conferences benefit off Oklahoma State coming more than the Big Ten. Obviously, the Big Ten looks a lot at academics, and there's something, the Association of American Universities, that's a big deal breaker. Mm-hmm. I've been reading that if a school is part of that, they have a better chance of going to the Big Ten than a school that's not part of that association.
No, that makes a whole lot of sense when you look around at it. It's it's a great point. It's not just athletics. It's got to be the whole, well-rounded thing, but the Big Ten is going to be in that little weird world,
yeah.
Especially if you get two powerhouses like Oklahoma and Texas making the move,
yeah.
right? Because you have to counterpunch now.
Yeah.
They punch, you counterpunch. Also, I think there's conferences that are going to be struggling to do that. The Pac-12 could be, as they continue, maybe fall behind. Who do they look at? Because they're going to want to get to the 16, right? Like, they're going to want to move. ACC, they're going to want to move. And it's like, where and when and how does this all go down?
Yeah, I feel like the whole conference realignment, in any conference, it's such a tough and, hard decision to do, just a tough thing to do in general. So I feel like when Texas and OU made this decision, it gave a ton of conferences to just do this, because it's not as tough right now. So I was talking to Schmitty Hooks before the show, and he was saying the Pac-12 in the Big Ten, maybe looking at swapping some teams at some point. What do you think of that?
It could be interesting in that front because I think that's when I think people have to broaden their minds when they're looking at this realignment stuff because it's not going to be just Big Ten and going to get to Big 12 because that's the one that's falling apart a little bit. No, Big Ten is going to be strategic in looking around at these schools and maybe trying to bring somebody in from that side because on a lot of this stuff looks at when we look at it, I know we're talking about like the athletic side and the academic side, and it's what next market can they go by?
Yeah.
What's the next big market of the fan base? And that's why the SEC is like, okay, Oklahoma, Texas, how much fan? Look at the fanship of what that brings now to the SEC.
Right.
Now we're digging into, we could own everything now from the whole Southern up and around, right?
Yeah.
So the Big Ten is going to be looking at that too. What's the viewership like from, I don't know, Colorado, right?
Huge.
Look at that.
Yeah.
Right?
Mm-hmm.
So I think that's a perspective the Big Ten will be looking at. And can they go back out east somewhere and grab some money out there? What about, I don't know about West Virginia, what theirs is like, but they're in the Big 12, right?
Yep.
And they're kind of an outlier of the whole geography of the Big 12.
What's interesting is, and I was reading this earlier, you know, the Big 12 is obviously going to try and keep this thing together. And they'd rather keep it together, keep making money than, you know, just give up. So looking at basketball, though, obviously football drives everything, Hooks, but the Big 12 is actually a great basketball conference, and it seems foolish to just kind of throw that away.
You know, it is foolish, but when you look at, when it comes down to dollars and cents, which of those programs are making the money, right? Yeah, it's a big basketball school, but this is a money thing at this point. Let's just take Kansas, for instance, right? Because then a lot of people talk about Kansas. Kansas fills, you know, the field house every night, 17,000, okay? Even if Kansas football is not very good, which it haven't been, they might still put 20,000 a Saturday in there.
Yeah.
It's still dollars and cents from that perspective, from the fanship of that, right?
Yep.
So I think you have to look at that very carefully. And, yeah, it's a good basketball conference, but also produces a ton of dollars on the football side.
Yeah, I mean, talking about money, there was those reports about the conference call going on last night with Texas and Oklahoma, and the reports make it seem like the conversation was just very awkward, how Oklahoma and Texas weren't really saying anything. They said that they were just there to listen, and then the Big 12 was like, listen, if you want something, let us know. If you're going to leave, then just leave. That's what it kind of seemed like. And I also saw the report that the Big 12 was offering more money, like a bigger revenue share to Oklahoma and Texas, which comes down to it, it shows that it's all about the money.
Yeah, well, absolutely. Absolutely. And for, I find it funny that they sat in those meetings and said nothing, but it makes sense. It's like, let everybody talk, right? Let them talk and either dig the hole for themselves, and we're just going to be here, sit here and be quiet. They're going to look foolish. We're not, and we're still leaving.
I love it. It's so funny, man, and it's going to be fun to see what happens. This, you know, when they make the move official, things are going to be heating up. So we need you back in town to be talking about this.
I can't wait, man. Well, tomorrow I will be having a Google Hangout. I'll be there. We'll be in our destination, exactly where we'll be, man. And
perfect.
I'll be able to see your face.
Perfect.
On the screen, and we can rock it, man.
I love it. All right, that's Bill Hooks. Hey, have fun. Travel safe up the mountains today. Stay in that right lane the whole time, and we'll talk to you
that's
soon.
Right. That's right, man. You guys have a great Monday.
See you, Hooksy. There he was, Bill Hooks. Yeah, he's going to be out today, but he will be back on the show tomorrow and live from Vail, Colorado, I think is where he's heading. So it's going to be a fun time. Bill Hooks was right now on the show, and now it's just me. We will be having Evan Bland join the show here in about 6 minutes, but let's just kind of keep talking about this OU-Texas situation. And please, it's just me today. So, big time for you to get your voice heard and give a take if you want to. 402-466-3776, 402-466-ESPN. Yeah, a lot of stuff's going to be happening. And, I want to bring up, I was talking to Schmitty just before the show. Of course, he does the morning show over on KFOR, and then he will be back on Hail Varsity Radio this afternoon at 4 o'clock. Make sure you tune into that. But, of course, teams are going to be moving around. And like I said, I feel like this is just a good opportunity for conferences to make some moves, which is always a tough decision to make. And with OU and Texas leaving, it's like, okay, this gives us reasons to do it. And as far as teams coming to the Big Ten, again, I was high on Kansas last week. I was wrapped up around their basketball program, their coach, Bill Self. And listen, I still think it would be an all right decision to bring Kansas in just for that reason. Big Ten West in basketball definitely needs some help. The Big Ten overall in basketball needs some help. How long has it's been? I think it's been like 20 years since the Big Ten has won a national championship. Not that it's a big concern, but it's something that, you know, we'd like to see. Obviously, football runs that conference, but imagine being the best football and basketball conference. That would be pretty cool. So getting Kansas to the Big Ten, I don't mind. And I was talking to Schmitty, and he mentioned how the Pac-12 and the Big Ten may be doing some swappage, maybe swapping teams or maybe just grabbing some teams, to build the Big Ten up. You know, you got Oregon and Washington. Those were the two big schools that Schmitty was talking about. And let's be real, if the football fan and us are talking, if you can get your hands on those two teams, that would be great, especially here at Husker Husker land. We know Washington pretty well, beating him once and then losing later on. That would be a huge grab. And again, this is all just rumors and talking about what could happen. Pac-12 is going to be heavily invested in this. So is the AAC, because they just need some major help. Nothing really is going on there, but they may be having some teams leave too. It all depends on what the Big 12 wants to do. If you're the Big 12, are you trying to rekindle this thing and keep it going? Or are you just going to say, screw it, goodbye everybody, here's your money, and well, we gave it a good run? I don't know. I don't know what you do. I just can't imagine the Big 12 gets back to what we knew it as. And with that being said, I just don't see why you keep it going. So, yeah, teams who may be coming to the Big 10 from the Big 12. Like I said earlier, the Association of American Universities, that is a really big big thing. The prestigious academic group that the Big 10 holds, that's a big deal. So Iowa State, I believe, is part of that association. So is Kansas. Oklahoma State, I don't think they are, which is why I think the Pac-12 may be looking at Oklahoma State. And because, you know, if some other teams leave, you at least got to get some good football back. And you'd be getting that with Oklahoma State. That's why I don't think the Big Ten looks at them at all. I do think academics is just as close to importance of football to the Big Ten. I really think that. So this Association of American Universities is a big deal. And from the looks of it, there's not too many teams in the Big 12 that are part of that. I mean, two of them that are just leaving. So right now it's Kansas and Iowa State are obviously the two names being brought up the most. But it's going to be interesting to see what Baylor does. You know, Baylor, who just won a national championship in basketball, they have proved that they can win in the recent college football, right? I mean, they just won a Sugar Bowl a few years ago. So interesting to see what they do. Maybe the AAC tries to grab them and kind of bolster that conference a little bit. Like I said, they need help. I think if you disagree, let me know why. But we're going to take a quick break. Why? Because we have Evan Bland, Omaha World Herald, coming on the show next. We were going to be talking OU Texas with him. We have some more Husker baseball news to get to him. We got a new bullpen transfer. Cam Wynn and Jackson Hallmark both signing their major league contracts. We'll talk to him about that. And several other thoughts with Evan Bland, Omaha World Herald. He joins the show next. It's the Morning Hook.